Bust it. Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous.
Okay, fourth and four. Jarrett claps his hands, takes the snap, running back in protecting. Jarrett looks down the field. He's going big towards Giles. Giles running with him. Got it. John Giles. Touchdown, John Giles. He bobbled it, and in the last second got a foot in. You only need one in college football. Giles gets the foot down. Jarrett pulls it, looking to throw. Everything looked run. He's got Giles middle of the field. Touchdown. John Giles, Argos, extend the lead. It's going to force a fourth and eight, and the Argos are going to force a punt from the talented Michael Shine. He'll be standing 3 yards deep in his own end zone. Virgil Lemons will go to his own 45. Shine, he gets blocked. They get to this one. The Argos, if they fall on in the end zone, they do. Touchdown, Argos. Special team, special forces gets it done. We've been waiting all year. They have been so close, and sometimes they're rushing the punter, and they just stop when maybe they could get there. But we've taken a penalty or two, roughing the kicker, running into the kicker. This time it's a block punt. It's a touchdown.
Jamontez Woods for 42, John Giles for 48, John Giles for 41, a block punt in the end zone for a recovery and a touchdown. And then here's a name you don't hear very often.
Bussey will run a stretch to the left. Gets away from the first defender, cuts it inside, 10 touchdowns. Sorry, 20-10 touchdown. Jalen Bussey made a man miss, and you see why. This kid was a part of that North Dakota State machine up there, and he has that kind of ability.
I will take it. Big win over Mississippi College. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry. He is the UWF Director of Athletic Communications for your Argos, UWF. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Happy to be back.
This is the game we needed.
It is. It is. I mean, I know they say that the coach hadn't always said, hey, we haven't played a complete game. I think this was as close to a complete game, maybe, as we could have had.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bonus, a good recharge, get everybody's spirits up after the disappointment against Valdosta. And they went out and executed like they were supposed to on the road. And now I get to come home for senior day and have hopefully another big party on Saturday.
Now, I got to ask you, because I would be remiss if I did not ask, what on earth was going on going forward on 4th and 22? Did they know it was 4th down?
I know they know it's 4th down. That's the job. I mean, that's one of the coaches up in the press box. His, 99% job is the instant that the referee places the ball from the previous play, he is in the headset telling everyone the exact down and distance.
Okay.
So that all of the coaches that are coordinating, whether it's Coach Nobles or any of the other, Ron Dickerson, any of the other offensive coaches, they are coming up with the plays. They've got their cheat sheet and the lamination card. What works on 4th and 22 when you need 23?
And they
called it up.
That's three asterisks and a footnote deep in the 14-page manual right there. Dial up that 4th and 22, bro.
It was written on a napkin somewhere in a trash can.
I mean, come on. That's what in the – and they pull it off, right? They get 24, so that's, amazing. But what in the world?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's Coach Nobles is kind of a riverboat gambler at times out there. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if that's just the youth saying, I don't care. I know we can do it. I know they can't stop us or what, but we'll take it.
And I mean, granted, they're up 28-7 at the point, so it's not like there's a big risk involved in it. So I don't know. It seemed like one of those odd sort of things. So, penalties are still not great, but they're not terrible this week. The offense is obviously clicking even without who is it that's missing? All of a sudden, I can't think of his name.
It was C.J. Wilson.
C.J. Wilson
is missing. He's a little banged up, and they knew that this game they could get him healthy, and really, you could take this next week off and keep him healthy too. But I think you'll probably see him back in the lineup and doing what C.J. does, just running people over.
Well, the hardest thing in football is when you know you got a supposed to be an easier game coming up to play the next game instead of to be focused on the game after that. But how are we looking for next week, and how are we looking for setting up for the tournament?
I mean, Trewan comes to town. They're 0-9. I know this sounds cliche, but they have been playing some people tough. Usually they can hang around for about 2.5, 3 quarters, and then they just get worn down. They came in as a football-only member, an additional member to the GSC this year. Obviously, they don't have the talent to compete with GSC-level athletes at any of the other 8 schools. So you just got to wear them down and put the foot on the gas early to keep them down. And then for regional rankings, I think we'll probably still be 4th when those come out today.
Okay.
Now, next week, even if we win, our strength of schedule, playing an 0-9 team, is going to take a hit. And unfortunately, that hit may knock us out of a hosting spot in the 2-3-4 window. But you just got to hope for some upsets and hope the committee can reward us for being successful.
Well, that's certainly what we're hoping for.
But, I mean,
for,
we have
right?
been road warriors.
Most definitely.
You want to be home.
Aside from football and what's coming up this next weekend, also big start for women's basketball. Is that right?
It is the start of the basketball season this weekend. I mean, nationwide, you're going to see games appearing on TV and things in that light. Our women's program hosts the GSC Sunshine State crossover this weekend. So they will play Palm Beach Atlantic on Friday and Eckerd, who is a top 10 program, on Saturday. And so I know they're giving away honey butter chicken biscuit coupons on Friday to any fans that come in attendance. And then Saturday, any of the hopefully 4,000 strong from football we'll get in free with their football ticket.
Oh, all right.
We've got the renovated field house. We got expanded seating, and we got video boards. So the presentation and the game environment should be much more exciting for basketball this season.
Very good. Well, we're looking forward to wins across the board. You know, the Argos always give them a good run. UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications, Brian Henry, always joins us after the games to recap. Brian, thanks so much for the time, as always. We'll talk to you next week. Go Argos.
Go Argos, Andrew.